to Zach.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. I got the message that you were wanting to know how to reactivate. It looks like there's just two payments past due of $87 for the website hosting in your Google Workspace.
Okay. So I haven't used the Google Workspace yet. We were going to end up changing the email over. We haven't done
but
that.
But you didn't? Oh, maybe I'll just take that off then. Why pay that extra money each month, right?
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that'll change the invoice from 87 to just 49. So let me fix both of them. And then did you want to take care of them today so that everything's fully functional again? Or?
Yes, and can we go ahead and pay the Google Guaranteed as well so we can try this out?
Of course. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you decided to do that. That's awesome. I think when we spoke last week, I deleted that invoice, but I'll recreate one here, and then you'll be good to go. So, let's see here. I want to say it was like $407 if I'm not mistaken, but I want to go back and look at the notes and make it exact. So, one second here. I remember it was notated. $470. Okay, I figured. Okay. I knew I was close in that guesstimate. So here we go. To LSA activation budget. Okay, before I process this, I want to just go and remove that workspace from one more place so it doesn't start creating old invoices for it. So, one second here.
Also, what I talked to you about, so I've mentioned this a few times to you guys, and it has yet to get fixed. So whenever I go to my website, right, and
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it, so it pops up the website, it's beautiful, and then I start to, like, you give it, like, a couple seconds, and a Google bar pops on the left, and you can't use any of the functions on the website. I've had, like, I'm not even kidding you. Like 30 people like, "Hey, your website's messed up."
Oh, no. Okay. It could be that was a result of the suspension, but just in case it's not, I'm going to have that department.
It's been like that for a long time.
A long time? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll send that message over.
When they first created it, it's been like it for probably a good 7 or 8 months. I've sent a few messages in trying to get it fixed. Nobody's done it yet.
Okay, nobody's done it yet. So.
And it usually, you can try it on I'm not sure on the desktop version, but on the phone version, you can't even use the web page. It's impossible because of the Google bar that pops up on the left side.
I see, okay. So we'll get that fixed for sure. So that's not a problem, so. I'm just trying to select the right package here so it doesn't, let me see here, because we took I think I can just put the LSA back on without having to recreate everything. One second here. You know how computers are, they have a mind of their own.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Okay, so you want me to use the same card ending in 0188?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do the activation budget first. And then, oh, it says I have a CVV error, which means probably the card is good, but there's a new expiration. So I have 10 of 30. Is that what you show for the card ending in 0188?
We got a new one. It's 0231.
231. Okay, that's what it is.
499.
499. Okay. Let me store that. And it's everything else is the same. Still Bel Air Boulevard for the billing address, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let me do the activation budget first. Okay, that one went through, and then I'll do those two payments of 49 that were past due. There's one, and then the second one. Yeah, if you want to put the Google Workspace back on ever, just let us know, but we'll just keep it at that, you know, in the meantime. And then since that activation budget went through, typically we'll turn the leads on right away, but I want to make sure that they fix that website issue first, you know. So I'll send a, you know, priority message for them to get that fixed as soon as possible. It's only 7:57 in the morning here right now, so, you know, I don't see that there's any reason that they can't even do it, you know, within the next couple of hours. But I'm supposed to say within one business day. But I'm pretty sure that that'll be fixed today. And then once it's fixed, I'll make sure that they turn your leads on for the Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay, and then how do I receive those? Does it come through like as a text or on the app? Or?
It'll come through as a phone call, just like you get a call through the call tracking. But if you are using our Local Splash app, or if you log into your dashboard after the call, you'll see Google Guaranteed and if it was charged or not charged. So if it's somebody that's calling and it's not a lead, then you won't get charged for it. You'll only get charged for the ones that are valid leads.
Okay.
And can you tell me again just specifically what do people click on when that banner comes up at the left? I wasn't sure if it's on all the tabs or just certain ones.
No, it's just on the main page. So if you open up the main page of my website on your
phone. I just
phone,
did. Okay.
Within a couple of seconds, the Google bar pops up on the left, and you can't use the page. Like, you can't even click on the drop-down tabs or anything.
Oh, okay.
You see that?
Let me try from my phone. I did it on the regular computer, and it didn't do that, but let me try from my phone. Because you said it's specifically on the cell phones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one second here. NorthTexasTreeExperts.com. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I see what it did it for me on my phone too, so that's good. So, okay. I will send this message over to that department so they could get it fixed. I wanted to make sure that I was on clear on what to ask them to fix, you know. But now that I saw the problem, I'll make sure that they get that done, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I
All
appreciate
right.
you.
You're welcome. Of course. No problem. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.